Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Yep. From a player standpoint, very excited. Now, we got a bunch of guys trickling back into Twin Cities, so I'm super, super excited about that. You know, that's always like an early Christmas gift. But, you know, not the majority, right? August 9th is return date for our guys. But like I said, we got a bulk of our guys trickling back in. I'm assuming next week we're going to have a lot more guys coming back. They're doing their own thing, 7-on-7s and running and working out. So from a player standpoint, good there. Offensive staffs, you know, they're meeting in the mornings from a recruiting standpoint, and in the afternoons with a football stamp, with the football emphasis. So we're in full mode, full season mode, and ready to roll. So,
well, using that little lead in by you there, let's start with Ted. I would like to know, what role do you have the seniors take in helping freshmen as they're coming into the program for the first time?
Mm-hmm. Good question. One thing that, and it was like this when I was a player, you know, we always had a buddy system, big brother system. So we've implemented that here. And that's really so these young guys understand and appreciate that, hey, somebody else was in my position not too long ago, and I'll be in their position soon to help out a young guy. So we just pair them up. And, you know, it's the older guy's responsibility to make sure the younger guy knows where he's at, understands, you know, the culture, exactly how we do things here, and then we go from there. So that's a great question, because we were just working on pairing guys up actually on Monday, so it's good.
Jonathan would like to know, he says, I'm sure your assistant coaches are learning from you, but do you have them involved in any kind of programs or expect them to do anything to improve their own coaching abilities?
Wow, yes. Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is, and we got to be careful with this too, right, is working camps. Camps, I think, are so important for the development. And I'm speaking from my perspective, you know, when I was able to get that NFL internship with the Cardinals, it was because I was working a camp. And a coach saw how, you know, allegedly, or in his words, he said like I was very detailed with my teaching and motivating and how I instructed the guys. So long story longer, I think it is important, man. That's where our coaches can get out and develop themselves more. So camps are an important deal. And then, you know, we always take care of the National Coaches Clinic. So coaches that work at Hamlin, they don't have to pay for it. You know, I take care of that for them, that they can go and learn and clinic with other coaches. And our staff is really good. I feel like they're really good at networking and just jumping on a Zoom call with coaches from all over the country. You know, our offensive coordinator does it. Our defensive coordinators, they do those things, and I'm even doing it, and I'm trying to actually get on with the DB's coach from Georgia. He's a guy from South Jersey that, you know, I have a lot of respect for. He does a good job, and trying to learn, just continue to keep learning. So yeah, we definitely got to keep learning.
Sylvie would like to know, have you ever had a player that was able to play two sports simultaneously, like they were a soccer player but they were also your field goal kicker?
Wow, man, I feel like I feel like my phone might be a little bugged or tapped or something here. What's going on around here, man? We are actually flirting with one of our soccer players to kind of help us with kicking this year. So it's funny that question came up. And we're always just trying to look to get better, right? So yeah, man, in my 10 years here, we've never had that, but you know, we are kind of flirting around with that a little bit this year. So,
oh, man, somebody with some inside info there or something. Mark would like to know, how many players do you expect to have in camp when your camp begins this year?
We had a meeting. We talk about the roster every day. So our number right now is 85. So that's what we're looking at. Hopefully they. And again, I've been here a while now. Not everybody shows up. So hopefully the 85 guys show. But 85, and that's a solid number. I mean, you know, we all want more, right? And that's human nature, want more. You know, we could be at about 95. I think that's the perfect number for Hamlin. So, you know, we're at 85, and we're gonna coach you guys up. We're gonna worry about the guys that are here, coach them up and love them up hard, and go from there. Try to knock down each week's opponents one by one.
Gerald would like to know. He says, I know you have mentioned in the past about your emphasis on ball control and ensuring players weren't losing the ball. But do you have a specific focus or emphasis for this year, at least to start the season?
Yeah, a couple things. And obviously being able to spend some time with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Coach Tomlin, you know, able to pick his brain on the why he does things. You know, we'll start practice off every day with ball security and ball disruption. You know, and now, did we used to do ball security and ball disruption every day, but where we did it in practice is going to change, and it's an emphasis because we're not going to warm up to anything. You know, we got to get going right now. So I'd say that, and just some of our, you know, our tight red zone principles, man, is going to be super important. So again, something else I stole from the Steelers, man, is that's why you get out and do those things is good, but just being able to have a big time emphasis on our tight red zone defense and tight red zone offense, because I mean that's where you gotta, that's where the money's made right there. So those are two things where we're gonna change and emphasize. So
Ed would like to know your thoughts on participation trophies, Coach, and why do you think the way that you do?
Participation. I wonder if people can realize when I'm smiling or laughing on this show. I think they can. participation trophies. I mean, I can make an argument both ways. I'm from the era of there wasn't, you know, you had first, second, and third. There wasn't no everybody in the league got a trophy. You know, you either came in first, second, or third. I don't even know if we had a third place trophy. Not thinking about. I'm thinking back to my baseball league, my little league. I think it was first and a second place trophy. Back then, I think it was the right thing to do. I wish it was that way now, but it's just not. You know, it's just not. And for whatever different, we can argue and we can talk about a lot of different reasons of the why it's not that way, but it is what it is. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of it, but I get it and I understand it. So, you know, we got to adapt and adjust.
Next up, we have Lewis, who says, Coach, I don't know if you found this to be a problem this year, but I was barbecuing during the 4th of July, and flies are ridiculous this year. Are you as annoyed by those little critters as I am?
You know what? I am. I was actually in Florida this year, so I was not manning the grill, but I'm pretty sure if I would have been in the Twin Cities, the flies would have been, they would have been fighting. So with that being said, you know, that's just part of it, man. Maybe you got to get those tiki lamps. I think it's those tiki lamps out. You got to get those things out and, You gotta be proactive and get those things going. So,
Cammy would like to know what you think is the most romantic song.
I got a couple. Romantic song. Now I'm old school guy. So I'm a Motown guy. I think the Temptations. Was it Temptations? The Temptations had a song called "Just My Imagination." I really like that song. Smokey Robinson had a song, Tracks of My Tears. I think that's a really good song. And, I feel like the Manhattans, they had a song, too. Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye, maybe. So those are three songs right there. And that's the Motown era, man. So even though I'm young, I'm old at heart, man. Motown was my heart, man. I love Motown. So,
hey, good is good no matter when it came out. That's just the reality. Gina would like to know, what's a game show that you think that you would just do great at?
A game show? Man, definitely not Wheel of Fortune. Definitely not Jeopardy. I think I'd do good at Family Feud. I think I could hang in there with Family Feud. I think I could do a good job with that one.
So who from your family would you have on with you?
Oh, my God. That's a great question. That's a good question. Who would I have? I'd probably have my brother, one of my cousins, my dad, and I'd probably say my mom. Yeah, that's a good question.
You know, I think that'd be fun if they had a Family Feud, McAllister versus Hamlin.
That'd be awesome.
And our words of wisdom for this week, Coach.
You know what? Just from a standpoint, just something. And usually, the words of wisdom comes from something I'm usually sharing with the team. And this was something I was sharing with one of our recent alums. Just played for us here a couple years ago. And I told him, I said, "Look, man, it's not about who you know. It's about who knows you." You know, and it's super important to understand what I'm saying by that, because you can know a lot of people. You know what I mean? I know a lot of coaches, right? But who truly knows Chip Taylor? Who truly is going to pound the table and say, hey, this is a guy that you want to work with or work for? you want to have in your organization. So it's really about who knows you. It's not about who you know. It's about who knows you. So those are the words of wisdom that I left with one of our young alums. So
fantastic. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right. Thanks for listening.